Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter. I'm your host, Ann Harrison, and I thank you for coming along with me to talk about Jesus and the writing life. God has given us each a story to share, and your story matters. Today, I have a returning guest to Inspirational Journeys. And her name is Heidi Gray McGill. She's been on the show twice before, but today we're going to talk about A Deeper Loaf, which is not her debut novel since she's published several books, but it's her debut with Celebrate Lit Publishing, and it's a debut as a traditionally published book. So before we get started, let's open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking you to give us the words to say that will bring value to my listeners and the viewers. And Father, take any complications, technical difficulties, any disruptions that could disrupt the podcast episode, take those away. Satan, get thee behind us in the name of Jesus. You are not welcome on this show. All these things I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, welcome back, Heidi.
Thank you, Anne. I am so happy to be here. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you.
It is so much. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you, too. So just for new listeners and for those who may not have gone back to check your episode out, which actually both your episodes have come up in the numbers lately as I've been looking back. But why don't you give a brief briefly introduce yourself?
I will. So Anne and I, we met because we are both legally blind. It was an exciting time for us to get together simply because I needed connection with the blind community. And Anne has been a tremendous supporter for what I am now dealing with. My name's Heidi Gray McGill, and I do write both historical and contemporary fiction. Most of my contemporaries are romantic comedies. I am a Christ follower, and so everything that I write, I purpose very much in my heart to make it very evident that Christ is a part of this book as well, without being preachy. And it's a challenge, but it is super fun to be able to do this. So writing is my ministry, and that is probably the most exciting part about being an author, is that it isn't just words on a page. It is truly a ministry that I am able to share Christ through my characters.
Wow. Yes. And I agree. I would agree that the book we're going to talk about is actually a romantic comedy, because you had me laughing. Anyway, so I'm going to ask you the question that I've been asking most of my Christian authors since last year, because I heard this on 540 Writers Community Workshop. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to approach you with it. How did you know when God called you to write?
You know, and you rarely, if ever, truly hear God's voice. But there is a point when you recognize that you have an absolute peace about something, and sometimes it's not rational, but sometimes it is. Sometimes things come together, people say things just fall into place, and you recognize that it is God's hand when you are seeking it. So, excuse me, for me, I had been a beta reader for many years for historical authors and decided to try my hand at writing. Thought it might be easy, fun. It is neither of those things at many points in time. But being an author was something that I thought this would be a wonderful next step. When I wrote that first debut novel, Desire of My Heart, I recognized that it is neither easy nor something that I can just haphazardly or half-heartedly work toward. I really was going to need to make an effort. So I put that book away. In March of 2020, the rest of the world experienced the same thing I did, and that was our world changed, and my English as a second language ministry that I had been the founder and director of, it closed. And I just sat down and talked to God and said, this has been my platform, this teaching these students and making friends with them and sharing Jesus with them on a personal level. very much because of my interactions with them, not always my words. It had become my platform, and now it was no longer there. And so in asking God, God, what would you have me do? It was a reminder that book was sitting on a shelf in the cyber cloud. So I pulled that thing out and I thought, you know what, I have no excuses. And so I really jumped into it. What I did learn was my wonderful family told me that it was not ready for publication, that it needed some work. And so I did my due diligence. I was a good steward of my time during that those many months of isolation, and I devoured every writing craft that I could. And it was during those times that I just continued to feel this peace that this is what I needed to do. This was going to be my new platform. And then it was as if God said to me, when I asked him the question, I'm not any good at this. How in the world are you going to use this? I'll understand. And it was as if God reminded me, Heidi, it's not your name that's on the cover. It might be the word of your name, but the truth is you're writing this for me. And so it was very apparent to me that this was not a self-seeking or self-honoring job that I was going to be doing. This was a ministry, and it was very clear that it was what I needed to do.
Wow. That is amazing. And yes, God can speak to you. Sometimes it's just peace. Sometimes it's just a whisper, a silent whisper. But sometimes he uses the voice, a voice that you find comforting.
Yes.
To speak to you. And he's done that with me a lot with my writing too. So what was the inspiration for A Deeper Love?
So A Deeper Love is super fun. Pardon me. I am dealing with a cold. So Celebrate Lit approached me and asked if I would be willing to fill a slot in a multi-author project called the Swomali Islands. And there are 9 books that are released 1 a month from 9 authors. And they said, here's the premise. We've got this archipelago of islands that's made up, that's in the, excuse me, it's in the Pacific Ocean. And we've called it the Swomali Islands. Choose an island, figure out what your main character is going to do for a job on that island, and write a book. So I read all the details that they had put together, and I thought, oh, this is a no-brainer. So I chose a female character named Alicia, and I made her the owner of a scuba diving shop. So one of the things about being an author that many people will tell you is write what you know. And so my husband and I are scuba divers. He is much more extreme than I am. I prefer pretty waters and fish and calmness. And he likes challenge and dark waters. And he'll even deal with a shark. That is so not me. But I thought, I know this subject. It is not something that a strong percentage of the population has ever done. Lots have snorkeled, but not everyone has been scuba diving. And I thought, I can bring this to them visually if I work really hard at it. And that was my purpose for this one.
Oh, wow. That's very amazing. That's interesting. So, and I, like I said, a deeper love will make you laugh, and it'll frustrate you too as you read it, because, well, I'm not going to give too many spoilers away, but what's the premise?
The premise of the story is, first of all, it is better to give than to receive. I have this wonderful main character, Alicia, who is just doing everything that she can to make her father's dream of having this scuba shop thrive on the least touristy island of the group. And she is formidable. She is just determined to make it happen. But in order to do that, she's had to give up all of her personal dreams of family, children, her own traveling. And so she's frustrated, and she just is trying to live. And right now it's paycheck to paycheck. So she deals with individuals, a lot of times just single men who come for, just businessmen that come for trips to scuba dive to get away from it all. And Dan shows up, and he is exactly like all the other men in that he is rich. He has money, he comes for money, and he knows how to spend money. And he is here just to completely relax. And Alicia's just not sure what she's going to do because she starts to have feelings for him. Well, there is in this story a wonderful boat captain named Tug. And
Oh.
he is just the comic relief for the entire story. Pardon me. And he is actually one of the characters that he is the character that I based. Oh my goodness. Tug is based on my father. And I wrote a little blog post about it. My dad was not necessarily funny, but he would have loved Tug. And he has a lot of my dad's characteristics. But also in the story, there is a young girl. Her name is Tutu. And she helps them, all the other characters recognize their value and their worth. And she's just precious.
She's adorable.
Excuse me. Sorry, Anne. In this story, you will find that scripture is used, but that is not the spiritual strength or emphasis. I have found that a lot of times when you want to portray a spiritual theme or a spiritual concept, it is easiest to watch a character walk through a valley or a low point in order to get to where they need to be and for them to recognize that God has been there all along. And Alicia does go through this moment as well as Dan.
Wow, that's amazing. So, and I know we're talking about A Deeper Love because it launched last Tuesday as you're hearing this, but I want to touch on something that I thought was really interesting. For both Desire of My Heart and Dial E for Endearment, you did something with Amazon where you answered four questions that and if anybody who has the Amazon Echo and follows you, they can hear it or they can go and watch the video. How did that come about?
You know, Anne, I don't even know how that came about, except that I got an email from Amazon asking if I would be willing to be in a beta group that was going to do this. And then all of a sudden I got this email that you have 1 week to finish. And I thought, I didn't even know I was supposed to do this. So I quickly followed the directions. What they are asking you to do, it's under your marketing tab in your Amazon Central for those that are authors. And it has an option for you to have a Q&A with the author. They provide the questions, you upload your answers. And so it was super fun. I had quite a few, I think 10 or 12 different questions that I could consider. And I really enjoyed just getting to share a little bit about me and a little bit about my stories through these questions and answers. But then for right before my book, A Deeper Love, re-released, they gave me an option to have a special release day video. And you can't go over 60 seconds. So you have to really think about what you're going to say. And oh my goodness, it was great. It was such a wonderful opportunity. And it was a great practice for me to shorten what I say.
Wow, that's amazing. So would you recommend that authors take advantage of this?
Absolutely. It is not difficult to do. You can use free programs on your computer in order to record your videos, or it can just be audio. You can do either. And it just has to stay within 60 seconds and you have to upload it. Now, I did notice after I uploaded one of my videos, my voice and my mouth are not working at the same time. Kind of looks like a bad old movie. but, you know, it doesn't matter because most people are likely going to be listening through the Amazon Echo program.
Right, like I did.
Yes. I know. I
Yeah.
was so excited when you called me and said, I just heard you. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, wait, Heidi, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any advice on working in a multi-author series?
Oh, Anne, that's a great question. Yes, I do have some advice. Consider it heavily before you make a decision. And I say that because this is not about you. This is about the group. Your book needs to be of the same standard and quality as all the other books. Your timing is not your own. You need to make sure that you are willing to put in the time to effectively and honestly and worthwhile ways support the other authors with marketing and promotion. When you work in a multi-author project, it is truly a group effort. And if you plan on just doing your own part and not helping, the project itself will not go well. So ensure that you are working with strong authors, of which all of those in the Suomieli Island project are, and make re sure that you're ready for the ride.
Wow, I that is so amazing. So, where can people find you online? Where can they find out more about the Somali Island series?
Sure. The best way to find me is truly if you Google my name, author Heidi Gray McGill, something will come up. It might be my Amazon page where you can easily follow me and then you'll be able to hear those videos. Or you can scroll down on one of the pages and where my books are, and that video will be at the bottom. Another way to find me is on Facebook and Instagram. And again, those are Heidi Gray McGill or author Heidi Gray McGill. I'm on Goodreads and BookBub, but my newest place where I am is YouTube. And I just started a channel, and boy, would I appreciate some support. So my goal with my YouTube channel is I believe in the power of audiobooks. There are days, or actually, there are weeks where I will go an entire week without turning a single page or even swiping to read on my Kindle. But I will listen to an audiobook. I'll do it while I'm washing dishes, folding laundry, taking a walk. All of those times are when I am just devouring things on my Kindle. Excuse me, on usually it's on Hoopla, and I'm listening to those things. And I wanted to be a part of that. And so I am putting my books on YouTube for free, the audio version. My very first book that's going to be out there is Dial E for Endearment. Now, you mentioned it, Anne, because you've read that book and
I
you
did.
edited that book for me, and I really
Yes.
appreciated it. And that book has a blind main character that takes place in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, which happens to be my favorite vacation spot. And she is just a hoot. So it's another romantic comedy where you just will want to laugh your way with her through all of the mishaps that she has with her white cane. There is a precious dog in the story named Max, who quickly became my favorite character of the book. But the exciting part about this book is it is being narrated by a blind narrator. Her name is Annie Donaldson, and she is working on it right now. So if you'll subscribe to my channel, author Heidi Gray McGill, and hit that subscribe and the bell icon, you will be the first to know when that content is uploaded so you can listen to that book. And I'm super excited.
Cool. Okay. So go out there and subscribe and share out the videos and like them because that's how YouTube grows.
Yes.
That's how YouTube grows. That's how a podcast will grow. All of that good stuff.
Yes.
So, do you have a Bible verse that you would like to share today?
You caught me off guard on this one.
Oops.
Okay, give me a minute. You're gonna have to edit this part out. I do have a Bible verse for today, and it is, go out into all the world. and proclaim the good news. We are in a very unique time in our world with everything that is going on, not just Israel, but there is a tremendous amount that is going on. And standing on a corner with a Bible and thumping people on top of the head is not the way you're going to introduce someone to Jesus Christ. To share Christ with somebody means they are going to see who he is inside of you before you even ever utter his name. And that is probably my biggest purpose of being an author. I want you to pick up my story and be so engrossed in it that all of a sudden you realize God is woven all throughout the story and you can't get away from him.
Right. So I was just going to add to that. Write what God lays on your heart.
Yes.
Write the message, write his answer, because it is needed for such a time as this.
Yes, Anne, that's true.
And it doesn't have to be political. You can be writing romance, children's fiction, nonfiction, whatever you write.
Right.
God has a message for you to share through that. And then, and there's no better time like the present to be striving to get that message out into the hands of readers.
Right.
Any last words that God has laid on your heart before we close in prayer?
And I want to thank you for your friendship. Our readers, our listeners don't know probably that we talk at least every week, sometimes
at least
more.
Twice or three
sometimes.
Times a week.
You are such an encouragement to me, and I want to thank you for what you are doing and how you are being obedient as well. I love that you are encouraging authors in all stages of walks of where they are, in many varied genres. You are reaching a great audience. And I just want to thank you for everything that you do to make it possible for us to share our stories.
Well, it is my pleasure. And to be honest, I'll tell you why I do this. Well, first of all, if it weren't for God calling me into this space, I wouldn't be here, for one. For two, the reason I'm doing this is because I'm learning the ropes, and I want author and listeners and viewers, I want the authors to learn the ropes and the readers to learn what authors, how authors write their books, because
yes.
It's all, we're all a part of this journey together. We're all in this together.
Yes, we are.
So Heidi, would you do me the honor of closing us out in prayer?
I will. Lord Jesus, we are so pleased that you are right in the midst of us as we are speaking now. And I thank you, Father, that you care deeply for each of us. I ask that you would help us today to recognize how we can be an example for someone else, whether it would be the person that we meet in the grocery store line or the child that we pick up from the bus today. Would you help us, Father, to do what it is that you would have us do? And the only way that we'll know what that is if we listen to your still small voice and we pay attention to the nudging that you give us. Thank you for what you are doing on Anne's podcast and for what you are doing in her life. And I ask that you would help us today to be to recognize you in all things. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. So we challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired. Write something inspiring and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. Thanks for joining us here on Inspirational Journeys. And as always, remember, your story matters. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you next time. Have a blessed day. Hey guys, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast. And my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
And thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com and use the code inspirationaljourneys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there to be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code Inspirational Journeys. Happy writing, writing, and celebrate the day. So
challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Anne Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at annewritesinspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at Anne Writes Inspiration, and on Twitter at AnneWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.